something kind of funky for you now. Egyptian woman told my mother just before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a Egyptian woman told my mother just before I was born, say you got a boy child coming, gonna be a right there. You're gonna make pretty women run and jump and shout, then the world will know. Don't mess with you. Oh, oh, I can make you girls lead me by my hand, and the world will know that I'm your Gucci man. We'll be right back.
come here to play the blues, and if you know. And the blues are related to whatever I talk about. Watch this. What says happened to you? And I really don't care how you feel. You just don't realize that you thought you knew yourself on the deal. She's 19 years old. And don't you know she got weight like a baby child? Nothing I can do to please this young woman. I'm trying to make this young thing feel satisfied.
Yeah.
I can't ask her where she's going. She would tell me where she's been. Then she would start a fucking conversation that don't have no end. I didn't write your fucking song, baby. You got to ask Muddy Waters to make money about that, man. Well, yeah. I'm just trying to make this young thing feel satisfied. And here's the way me and the late Junior Wells used to do it. Listen. Look, I'm trying to make you understand. All I'm trying to tell you, Santa Rosa, is that somebody don't hoodoo the hoodoo man. One drink of wine and two drinks of gin, and a pretty little woman like you put me in the shape of me. Whoa, yeah! Oh, yes! I'm trying to make you understand. All I'm trying to tell you is that somebody done hoodooed your hoodoo man. Yeah.
took off on another one. I thought it was somebody else playing. I said, I'm not going to let you shit me like that. I got to get this off my chest. So I went back and I unplugged the fucking amp. And I had to put both of my hands in the air. I said, that's not you. And man, but wait a minute, later on in the show, I'm going to get him back out here with me. I'm going to show you something else. I'm going to give you 1 minute. I want my guitar tech to come here, and because I know I'm trying to hit and it's keep fucking up. You hear that one?
Thank you.
Show me something, man. You can't lie about that. Just think about that now. Just show me. Well, you don't have to show me no more tonight. I already got that. I felt that when I walked in here. As soon as I walked in, I said, you know, buddy, that's some noise out there. Walk out there and let them know how you feel about it. And I walked out and I said, I'm going to hold it for a minute, but I'm going to let them know right now. This is the way I feel about you for coming out to see us tonight. Like this. Never know how much I love you. You never know how much I care. And when you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that it's hard to bear. Give me fever.
You look like this for me.
Say you give me fever. Thank you. got them? What's the latest one? You don't have them. You're the first one hollering, I got them. You're supposed to say, yeah, ring them off. As long as you got them, the one you don't got them, I'm going to tell you to got them. Yeah, you didn't know the name of it. When you saw the picture, you said it polka dot fucking out. So next time I come back, don't say I got them, and then have to wait till I tell you what it is. Well, I do that all the time. I mean, I like messing with you, you know. But I had an album before that.
Sweet Tea.
No, you're going too fucking far back. One song, and by the way, that drummer that played behind the kid that I'm going to bring up a little later on, Tom Hamfridge, is a producer of Quinn and myself and several other people, and what a wonderful man. Pretty big because most record companies have merged now, and I didn't know who the fuck I was with myself. And the label is the same label that Elvis Presley was on, I'm not sure. RCA. And just before they merged, they called me and said, we want you to do an album. And I want somebody to produce you who have done things before. And I was listening, I say, I got a producer. And he said, who is it? I say, it's Tom Hamrich from Nashville. Who is he? And I say, he's Tom. And the point I'm trying to get to you, when I got my first job, I came off a farm in Louisiana, and I knew how to pick cotton, and I knew how to ride a horse. I knew how to feed a horse. And then, back then, you couldn't pump your own fuel in your car, and you had to go to a gas station, and you get it pumped. So I walked up, and I saw a sign when I got into Baton Rouge, and it said, help woman. And I walked in at 13 years old, I say, I'm looking for a job. And I see your sign, say you're hiring people. And the guy ran back in his fucking chair, and he says, do you have any experience? And I had never cursed before in my life. I said, motherfucker, I'm 13. And he looked at me and he said, you know what? You hire. So, talking back to Tom, and they said, I never heard of him. I said, that's the same fucking problem I went through. And nobody never heard of me. Like this young man I'm going to bring back out on the ditch. Nobody never heard of him, but I heard of him. And I say, I'm going to take you out there with me and let somebody else see you beside me and let them make up their mind because you're good enough to come out here and play. But I want you guys to say that. But I only got a few minutes and then I'm going to get them all out here. We're going to give you a good fucking talk, but I was telling them about something my mother was saying one day in Louisiana. By the way, I didn't know what running water was until I was 17. Because I was born on a farm so deep in Louisiana. Oh, man. Oh, man, I could talk all night. But anyway, she was combing her hair in front of a broken mirror one day, and the sunshine was flashing back, and I dashed between her and the mirror. I said, "Mom, I'm good looking." She said, "Son, that's all this can be." Now, I'm not going to play the song yet. I got one more before I get to that, and I'm going to show you what Tom and I wrote about it. But right now, I want to tell you about this song he wrote. And it's called "I'm 74 Years Young."
Thank you. know.
It sounded like it wasn't going to happen, but we would laugh and be drunk and drinking and say, if I go before you, won't you let that fucking blues die? When I went to sleep yesterday and woke up and it was all gone and left me. But I'm going to keep that promise. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of all of it if I got time. If I can imitate a few of them, I'm going to give it to you right now. This is the way the Lady Albert King did it.
Oh,
I'm rushed to be a man.
I didn't want to hear that shit at 16. My father told me yesterday, he said.
Yeah.
6 years ago, didn't nobody know who the hell I was, and I wasn't expecting them to. And I never thought I'd be here tonight trying to explain to you what happened to me as a musician, because I didn't think I was good enough in radio. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I still don't think I'm good enough to be here. Thank you, but I heard that a lot of guitar players, I was in school, if you want to call it, in Chicago, listening to Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and all those great people. And all I did, ladies and gentlemen, was saying, man, just to meet them, I would be on top of the world. And I met them. And they called me. They called me in, and before they called me, I got stranded in Chicago. And I was hungry on my third day without any food. And I walked into a blues joint, and I wasn't going to ever sell my guitar. I had a guitar hanging on my shoulder, and I told the guy, I said, I can play the blues if you loan me a dime and call my mother. And he looked at me and he said, who the hell are you? I said, right now, nobody, but if you loan me that dime, I just want to get back to Louisiana. And he walks over to the jukebox and he said, if you can play this, maybe I might talk to you. And he hit the jukebox and said, thank you. And he looked at me and he says, "You can play that music, you're hungry." And the guy was looking serious, and so was I. And I said, "Yeah." He said, "You're lying to me. You can play like that. You ain't got no business being here." I said, "Sir, I don't know about it, who the fuck I am. You know, I just got here." And he says, "Do you know who Marvin Gaye is?" I said, "Yes." He walks back to the jukebox and he says, "Just can't do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. It's hard to make my love stronger than before. I know if flowers can grow from rain, how can the love come from pain? Ain't it but you?" Seems true. And if the truth make all lies longer, but the lies make my love stronger than a cure.
All right, right there. Then he said,
"I'm serious." And then he said, "Shit, man, I think I'm gonna have to give you that dime." He said, "Do you know, before I do this, I want to bring this kid back out here with me."
Come on. What's up? What's up? I can hear you, sir. What's up?
And what made me bring him on a tune like this is the same thing I was explaining to you about me. Because people will look at him and say, "He ain't old enough to play blues." Just listen. You don't know whiskey will make you drunk until you drink. Did you get it? So if you don't think he can play, the guy asked me, "You know the British guys are playing the blues?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Do you know who Eric Clapton is?" I said, "Yes." And he punched his jukebox again and said, "Thank you.
Producer Tom out here, who produced Alexander. Yeah. Hell of a drummer too, man, you know. And here's a song him and Robert Randolph stuck in. I was in the studio recording. I said, I'm through. Because we had about 13 songs, and they would stick a song in there. Booth where I was. And he had some kind of way he was sticking it in and twisting it, and I could look right at it. And it said, meet me in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I said, let's do it. One more. I want to keep Tom here because this is the one I was trying. This is the one I was trying to tell you. I'll be talking to him on my tour bus and about that. My mother was combing her hair, and I didn't know he was noting that down. And we got to the studio. He said, "Buddy, this is what you wrote, and it sounds something like this."
Thank you.
the same. Tell this young man, because I asked him, I said, do you know Jimi Hendrix? And he was like 7 years old.
Yes.
And I said, let me hear you. Go!
Thank you very much.
Well, Cameron, right now, don't say nothing, because this man, young man, he owes his age when I met him. Just shut up for a minute. I won't let him play. He said he wanna play something. Hey, you wanna play some blues?
Yes.
All right, go for it.
Same feeling today. You know what it is? It's the blues.
Okay, okay. Well, whatever it is that's close here, you're good enough to be there. And whenever I come back again, you're going to have to be on my show.
Yeah.
You hear that? Yeah. You can say more than something.
Okay, so my name is Vittorio Piazza. I have a band named V-Squared, Vittorio, and my brother Vincenzo, that's why it's called V-Squared. My teacher Cameron, he's our bass player. Give a round of applause for Cameron. I'm picturing him laughing. You know, he's a good storyteller. You know, I bet that if you ever meet him, he'll tell this story because he just loves telling stories. I love telling stories too. So, we have a band named V-Squared, I told you. And we have, well, we don't have it. Like, people at this place called Rockstar University. It's downtown, I think. Downtown, yeah. So, they, like, found us. And they're like, dude, you guys can play. And so, they're like, we're going to sponsor you. So we have a concert every February. Last year it was February 23rd before our birthday. I was 9 back then. I'm 10 now, so. On February 15th we're having another. So we'll call you. To 97.7 The River.
Yeah.
Well, last year we had The River, when I was 9, they put out like stuff, it's like trying to name us. So they were promoting our concert. So on February, turn up your volumes to The River and you might hear us playing or, you know, they said, hey, the concert's on February 15th.
You'll
love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Get up off it now. Hi. Did you hear him say he got a band? And one of your members in your band or your teacher. So I like that. But even with Quinn, you know, I'm trying to find some other young people who can play at your age with you.
My mom doesn't
let
me play with you.
I know his mom didn't want him to play with her. You know how mom did. My mom didn't want me to play the guitar. My sister didn't want me to play the guitar, but after I've made kind of success with the guitar, my mom is no longer with me, but my sister said, I used to run you out of the house, but now you can come on in. So you just keep playing what you're playing and saying what you're saying, and don't let them let you stop you. Thank you very much, ladies. Come as a gift.